The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for something
funny
now.
It is time for something funny.
What you got, Jay?
I got something, a list. We all got some. Just to let you know right away when it ain't none of your damn business.
Yeah.
You might see it.
Yeah.
But it ain't none of your business. But it ain't your business.
Let it go.
Let it go.
What you keep looking for?
Oh, you
for?
Know what you see. But it ain't your business. For instance.
Now, Shirley.
Yeah.
You are going to have to do some of these. Now, we have written some out for you. Because you're not good at this. You don't like this because you're bullshit. But listen to me,
this is real black.
And I want you to read them. This is really going on in people's lives. I want you to read at least two of these.
All of you
and
are.
Read it like you mean it. Let's start off with you, fool.
We go. All right, here we go. Number one, this ain't none of your business. You see it. If you see somebody throwing a large rug rolled up,
okay,
and it's got feet hanging out,
yeah,
that ain't your business.
Your damn business.
It's your business.
No,
that ain't your business.
You better tell somebody.
No, Shirley, that ain't your damn business.
Oh my God! And speak when you walk by.
How you doing, feet?
Junior,
hello, Junior.
I tell you what. This is real.
Uh-huh.
When you at a restaurant, and you see somebody in the back having a problem with the food, they tell you, and somebody holler out, "What the hell did I just say?" Damn it, keep eating. Don't keep look it. Up.
That ain't your business.
That ain't none of your business.
No.
You better call somebody.
That is not your business.
It finna get into it. Something can happen. If it do.
No.
Tommy, you got one?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. If you at the restaurant and see a cow pass through the back and two chickens fly through, that really ain't none of your business.
That ain't your business.
Oh, my God. What you gonna order? Shirley, come on, try. Shirley, read one of these.
Just pick one, Shirley.
Okay. If you see your neighbor's kids, if they steal a car or something, and it's not yours,
that's your business. That ain't your damn business.
That ain't your
damn
business.
It's not your car.
You ain't got nothing to do with it.
My neighbors.
It don't matter, Shirley.
I know them.
They make your kids straight.
If you see somebody with something on their nose and it look like baking soda, that ain't your damn business.
That ain't
got nothing to do with it.
Just talk real fast and keep moving.
Oh, my God. You're not
going to
tell anyone?
No. Go ahead, Shirley.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. All right. If you see someone open the exit door, you're at the movies, and they let 9 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, that's your business.
That's not your business.
That is not your business. You in your seat?
They ain't asked you to get up.
Yeah. Movie's starting.
The movie's losing money.
You got one.
Look here. If you hanging out with some white folks at the park and they hear something and walk through the woods, let me tell you something. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't none of your damn business.
Don't you go in there.
Now, I agree with.
Don't you go in there.
Right,
we heard something.
Let me have one. All right. Your homeboy. Y'all been boys for years.
Yeah. Okay.
Tight. Y'all tight. Yeah. Just hang out, tight. Yeah. All of a sudden, you see him hanging out, hugged up with another dude. That ain't your business. You walk off.
You ain't
seen
it.
You ain't seen none of that.
You got to be careful. You ain't your business.
Don't say anything.
No.
All right, Jay, well, what about this thing? If you see someone at the drive-thru, take the money and put it in his pocket. That ain't none of your damn business.
As long as you get your food.
You just get your food.
You got to call the police.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
You drive off from that window. You don't know what he going through.
Yeah. You don't know what's happening.
No, that ain't your business.
Right.
That ain't your business. That ain't your business at all, man. No.
If you in line at the amusement park.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And somebody cut the line.
Uh-huh.
behind you.
Yeah.
That ain't your damn business. Come up here in front of me.
It's your business.
But you cut, you see him cut right there, like they right behind you. That ain't your damn business.
Right to cut the line. That's not right, guys.
It's not your business, man.
Let me tell you something.
You got one?
If you with your wife and see your girlfriend with another man, that really ain't your damn business.
That's not
your
business.
Keep your mouth.
No,
you got
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah. You
can't say nothing about that.
You shouldn't say nothing about
that.
You're not going to say anything.
Not a thing. Nuh-uh.
Not now.
I wouldn't bring it up.
No.
You're not going to look.
Would be a good time.
Side eye her. Nothing.
You're in the grocery store. You see somebody go over to the grapes, and they eat about, say, four handfuls of grapes.
A pound.
They eat a complete.
Oh, that's wrong.
They eat a pound of grapes.
Yeah.
They just sit there eating grapes.
Jay,
that ain't none of your damn business.
How is that
wrong,
your business?
Jay?
That's
stealing.
That is not stealing.
Nah, that's not stealing. That's grapes. How about this, Jay?
What you got?
You at the bank.
Uh-huh.
And you at the window, and the man next to you at the window, if you see him slide the note to the teller, hey, that ain't none of your damn
That's
business.
Right.
Hey, give me my 20s I asked for, and let me go get out the door.
And get him out of here.
Okay, yes, all right. Yes. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you're in the coffee place, right? You're sitting there, okay. And you see somebody get a handful of them sugars. Just a handful. Two in each hand. Two handfuls. The packs. Put them in their pocket. That ain't your business. How's that bother you?
It don't bother you.
I'm diabetic anyway. I ain't supposed to have it.
That's too many sugars.
That's not your business.
Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
If you in the gym.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you see somebody working out with a trainer.
Uh-huh.
And the trainer tell them to do 15 reps.
Uh-huh.
And he walk off. And they don't do but six.
Yeah. I got to tell.
That ain't your damn business.
That ain't your business.
That's not honest.
It ain't got nothing to do with you.
You are being honest.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On 97.1 QMG.